Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online by going to freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site. Simply submit whatever URL you think is interesting, whatever link to maybe a YouTube video, blog post, a news item, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, because you submit it to the site, and then other listeners will vote on it, and the votes will show up on the front page, and we'll figure out what people like and what they don't. And then, ultimately, we might put some of that stuff on the airwaves, which, of course, you can always get your ideas on the airwaves by calling toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just to bring you up to speed here tonight, we were going to have Jim Babka on with us from downsizedc.org. He is, unfortunately, really sick. I mean, he got sick all of a sudden today. He was ready to go this afternoon and or this morning, and then late this afternoon he said he'd come down with something literally within the last 3 hours.
Oh, no. Too bad.
He's like puking. So I hope Jim gets better, and because I was really excited to talk about, and we will certainly talk about it with him when he's better, his new campaign, I Withdraw My Allegiance from the Federal Government at downsizedc.org. So if you go there now, I just love how Downsized DC has just become more and more freedom-oriented and, I guess, radicalized towards freedom over time. And now they're talking about having people send messages to their congresspeople to let them know they're withdrawing their consent.
What was it, its original program, what was it about originally?
Oh, Downsize DC?
Right.
Well, actually, it goes back a long ways. Jim Babka and I met at first, and I don't think, well, we didn't meet at that time, but we met on the phone during the Harry Brown campaign back in the year 2000, and he was the press secretary for Harry. Now, Harry was running for the Libertarian Party at that time, and I'm a huge Harry Brown libertarian. It was Harry Brown that brought me into this movement, and he's just a great communicator. Really look up to his ability to communicate the ideas of liberty. Anyway, Jim was working with him, and I wanted to get Harry on for an interview because I was doing some radio back then and somehow get that content onto the radio stations that I was working for. So that's how I met Jim, and then he kind of started up an organization after the Harry Brown campaign using sort of the Harry Brown email list, basically, to market to, and ended up morphing that organization into Downsize DC, which is a website that allows individuals to contact members of Congress with pro-liberty emails, basically.
And it's independent from the Libertarian Party now?
It's never been part of the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
I mean, Jim and I were both in the Libertarian Party, but that's as far as that similarity goes. So they've been doing great work over the years, and downsizedc.org, you can go there and learn more about their Withdrawing Allegiance campaign. And when we get Jim on, he'll tell us more about it in person. By the way, in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Allie.
All right, so all kinds of stuff in the news to discuss, including this, what it appears to be very big news about Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Who's that?
Right. What makes him so special? I mean, because he's on CNN?
Well, I don't know what his deal is, but I've heard his name before. And I guess this was a breaking story all throughout yesterday, as though this was a really big deal. Like, this is a prominent doctor.
A media personality on health-related issues. He's best known as CNN's multiple Emmy Award-winning chief medical correspondent.
And apparently, in the past, he had been anti-medical marijuana. And, because he's on TV, he's a big voice that is anti-medical marijuana. And now he's changed his mind. So he's written an apology piece and eaten a little bit of crow. And I want to share that piece with you here. It's from CNN.com. This is his writing. It's called, the story is called Why I Changed My Mind on Weed. I don't know if that means he changed his mind while he was on weed or he's changed his mind about weed.
I think it's the latter.
But here we go. Over the last year, I've been working on a new documentary called Weed. The title Weed may sound cavalier, but the content is not. I traveled around the world to interview medical leaders, experts, growers, and patients. I spoke candidly to them, asking tough questions. And what I found was stunning. Long before I began this project, I had steadily reviewed the scientific literature on medical marijuana from the United States and thought it was fairly unimpressive. Reading these papers 5 years ago, it was hard to make a case for medical marijuana. I even wrote about this in a Time magazine article back in 2009 titled, Why I Would Vote No on Pot.
That's from reading the government's papers on medical marijuana?
No, he just says scientific literature.
Scientific literature, okay.
Which could include government research, who knows?
Well, a lot of times that's sort of what ends up getting published is the government's basically pays scientists to find conclusions which somehow benefit the government.
It's true, although in some cases it backfires on them, like the old 1999 Institute of Medicine study where the government wanted to find out that the marijuana was a gateway drug, and the report found the opposite. So it doesn't always pan out for the government when they try that approach.
They found the opposite or just no correlation?
Like, they found that it's not a gateway drug.
Okay.
Like the government's
own study.
Would it,
I was going to say, like, what, does smoking pot make you not want to do anything else?
So Sanjay Gupta says, I'm here to apologize. I apologize because I didn't look hard enough until now. I didn't look far enough. I didn't review papers from smaller labs in other countries doing some remarkable research, and I was too dismissive of the loud chorus of legitimate patients whose symptoms improved on cannabis. Instead, I lumped them with the high-visibility malingerers just looking to get high. I mistakenly believed the Drug Enforcement Agency listing marijuana as a Schedule I substance because of sound scientific proof. Surely, they must have quality reasoning as to why marijuana is in the category of the most dangerous drugs that have, quote, no accepted medicinal use and a high potential for abuse, unquote. That is the definition of a Schedule I drug. They didn't have the science, says Sanjay Gupta, to support that claim. And I now know that when it comes to marijuana, neither of those things are true. It doesn't have a high potential for abuse. And there are very legitimate medical applications.
It really seems like the scheduling of drugs has less to do with them evaluating, the people who are in charge of scheduling, has less to do with the actual effects of the drug and how they're used, and more to do with how the government would prefer to enforce laws on that drug. Like, they realize that marijuana is something that a lot of people carry with them, and that if they can have it as a Schedule I drug, then they can justify searching people's cars and things like that, stopping people and searching
because
them for
it's
pot.
So common.
Because it's so common. That's why
difficult
I think it's scheduled that way.
Too.
You think that's their motivation? Is that, was that the original motivation for putting it on Schedule I? Ah, we want to raid everybody's houses and cars? Or was it just that these people believe their own propaganda?
See, I've heard people claim that it has to do with the textile industry being protectionistic and not wanting to compete with hemp, but then I've heard
that was one of the original reasons why it was made illegal. So
okay.
If you go all the way back to the 30s, it was DuPont and William Randolph Hearst were two of the big players in why this plant was made illegal, and it did have to do with business and competing. Like, Hearst was heavily invested in trees because he was a newspaper man, and hemp's a better product for making paper because it grows faster. It's a weed. You don't have to wait decades for a tree to grow. And so he was pretty threatened by that, and he and these other companies got together and they lobbied the Congress, and they made up a bunch of lies and misinformation about marijuana and called it the devil's weed, and they started cranking out the propaganda. So yeah, it absolutely was driven by kind of the government corporate slash connection thing.
Well, I've heard other people claim that smoking weed makes people resent authority more and feel more independent, or resent people.
Like, spoons make people fat, really. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, that could just be because it's illegal and people try it. They realize it's not as scary as it's made out to be.
Because there are certainly plenty of people who smoke weed who have the opinion that, well, I should be able to smoke weed, but you shouldn't be able to do heroin.
Sure.
There are a lot of marijuana smokers who have absolutely no principle whatsoever when it comes to ending the war on drugs. They want to see the war on drugs end on marijuana, and maybe if they have another drug that they enjoy, maybe that one.
Right.
But those other drugs that, meth and cocaine and whatever, those they want to keep illegal.
Right, as it affects them personally.
Yeah, I think that those claims are, like, I feel similar to when people say that being high on THC makes you paranoid. I think that it's just that it's illegal.
Because it's illegal. Yeah, absolutely the case. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here toll-free. Hey, I guess just ask anybody who's living in Washington and Colorado. Do they still get paranoia because it's legal there?
Good question.
I wonder about that. So you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Take control here. Skype is LRN.FM. We're coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Puck, puck, spell.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and what was your experience, if any, that led you to change your mind about cannabis, like the doctor in this case, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, a television doctor on CNN, I guess fairly well known. I've heard his name before, but I guess I don't pay too much attention to TV doctors. Anyway, he's changed his mind about cannabis, and he's explaining why. We're going to return to his explanation here in a moment. But you're welcome to tell your story as well at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. And I want to make sure you know a little something about interest payments and principal payments when it comes to your loan, specifically your home loan, or maybe one that you would like to get in the future. And maybe you didn't know this, but from the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases, and that which is going to interest decreases. So, for instance, if you have a 30-year loan, which is pretty standard in the business, your first payment's going to have about 35% going to the principal reduction and 65% going to interest. And it takes quite a while, about 10 and a half years, to get to the 50-50 split, which means you're paying down a boatload of interest on that loan. You're paying for, you know, somebody else's house in that particular case. But what about a 20-year loan? Well, then your first payment already, right out of the box, 49.6, almost 50% of it is going to principal reduction. So as of your first payment, you're already to that point. 15-year loan, right out the gate, you're going to start with 59% going to principal reduction, and it just gets better from there. So there's a big difference between cheap and inexpensive. A 30-year loan isn't cheap, or it is cheap, it seems that way. But it's not inexpensive. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com to learn more and talk to some experts at 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We are sharing with you the article from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. This is a man who has changed his mind. He previously was saying no way on marijuana, no way on medical marijuana. He just believed it was an excuse for people to use to get high. And that's because, as he admits here, he says he was wrong. He apologizes. He didn't do enough research. He didn't talk to enough patients. And according to his story here at CNN.com, he says he's talking about how it's a Schedule I drug, the DEA, and he believed them. I mean, this is the government. They wouldn't lie to you.
We pay them good money to be right.
They must have reasons for this. But he says, no, they didn't have the science to support their claim. And I now know that when it comes to marijuana, that neither of the things they claim are true. It doesn't have a high potential for abuse. And there are very legitimate medical applications. In fact, sometimes he says marijuana is the only thing that works. Take the case of Charlotte Figge, who I met in Colorado. She started having seizures soon after birth, and by age 3, she was having 300 a week, despite being on 7 different seizure medications. Medical marijuana has calmed her brain, limiting her seizures to 2 or 3 per month.
That's part of the reason why I don't believe this. It causes paranoia claim, because I feel like it really reduces anxiety, and I get that from personal experience and just from other people who, like, from seeing people when they're like, oh, I just got off work, I really need to smoke some weed, and then they do, and they don't seem like all the anxiety that was there.
I think it depends. I think maybe, you know, that's your experience.
Sure,
everybody's
different from different people.
I know your roommate, one of your roommates has told me that she gets more anxiety these days, and that's why she doesn't use it anymore.
I noticed a correlation between, I don't want to discount that her experience, maybe that really is how she feels, and I know lots of people like this. I think that getting a job where they drug test you contributes to the anxiety, and she definitely has had those. And before, when she claimed that she smoked every day, she wasn't drug tested.
Okay. Well, she didn't explain it that way to me, and I didn't realize she was drug tested.
That's my own evaluation of people who claim that. I usually ask, well, did you get a job where you have to be drug tested?
Are you suggesting that that's something that's on their mind, or it's like somewhere deep in their subconscious?
I think it's that they're going to be, I might have to go out and get a detox supplement for this, or who knows, maybe tomorrow I'll go in and get drug tested. You never know.
I didn't know that she got drug tested. I question that, Allie. I'm not so sure about that.
That's my understanding, is that on, like, you know, a lot of jobs, they'll only drug test you if you, like, are in an accident or something,
right,
so that they don't have to be liable. But they will say when you apply that we have the right to drug test you at any time, and that might be in the back of people's minds when they're using. Mm.
Sure, and there are absolutely specific industry restrictions, too. One of the industries I work in is really, really rigid about drug testing.
It's possible, though, that some people just have a different reaction to it. That's I'm not ruling that out.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I've seen people who are allergic to it. I've seen people have, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's body chemistry is tweaked a little bit a different way. I'm not going to discount somebody who's telling me that or put some sort of thoughts into their mind that may or may not be there. But let me go on. So he says, I've seen more patients like Charlotte firsthand. And by the way, I've seen this, too. I know somebody who has had seizures and was taking cannabis tincture and oil version of cannabis, stopped his seizures from happening, which is huge. And, of course, the cost of medical cannabis compared, or any cannabis compared to, you know, what you would pay for prescription medications to stop seizures, it's got to be significant. So he says, I've seen more patients like Charlotte firsthand, spent time with them, and come to the realization that it's irresponsible not to provide the best care we can as a medical community, care that could involve marijuana. We've been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States, and I apologize for my own role in that. I hope this article and upcoming documentary will help set the record straight. On August 14, 1970, the Assistant Secretary of Health, Roger Egberg, wrote a letter recommending the plant marijuana be classified as a Schedule 1 substance, and it has remained that way for nearly 45 years. My research stated, with a careful reading of that decades-old letter, what I found was unsettling. Egberg had carefully chosen his words. Here's what he said, quote, since there is still a considerable void in our knowledge of the plant and the effects of the active drug contained within it, our recommendation is that marijuana be retained within Schedule 1, at least until the completion of certain studies now underway to resolve the issue. But unfortunately, any drug being in Schedule 1 means it's incredibly difficult to do any sort of studies on it.
Well, right, and when they say, well, we should keep it as a Schedule 1 just in case, what you're saying is we should continue to arrest and imprison people just in case it's not good. Like that
which is crazy.
It's true.
It's just insane that is like us being cautious about a drug.
Not because of sound science, says Gupta, but because of its absence. The absence of sound science. Marijuana was classified as a Schedule 1 substance. Again, the year was 1970. Egberg mentioned studies that are underway, but many were never completed. As my investigation continued, however, I realized that Egberg did, in fact, have important research already available to him, some of it from more than 25 years earlier. In 1944, New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia commissioned research to be performed by the New York Academy of Science. Among their conclusions, they found marijuana did not lead to significant addiction in the medical sense of the word. They also did not find any evidence marijuana led to morphine, heroin, or cocaine addiction, which, of course, the Institute of Medicine, as I pointed out earlier, found again in the year 1999. So this isn't new news.
What do you think of the claims? Because a lot of people will say, no, pot is fine. It's not, like, unhealthy for most people. But for kids under a certain age, it can cause all these disorders.
Good question. There was actually a story I had about marijuana and children, medical marijuana and children. And maybe I'll pull that up because we'll come back in moments. At 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up what you want. Did you change your mind on pot? Or are you still against it? Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. So if you've got a story that you want to share with us about how you came around to changing your mind on the cannabis issue, you could tell us about medical cannabis or just recreational, because I think it should all be legal. But if you want to tell your story, you're welcome to do that, 855-450-FREE. And you can join us, of course, online over at freetalklive.com. So don't forget, you can get interactive there. And there are a variety of different features on the site that allow you to get your story right on the front page. That's one of the major features. There's also the bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, bbs.freetalklive.com. So the ladies are here, Allie and Nemi, and I'm Ian. We are talking about cannabis. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is a prominent television doctor, talking head doctor, who speaks frequently on CNN, who has in the past spoken out against the use of medical marijuana.
So when CNN wants to do some kind of expose on how terrible cannabis is, they call this guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the expert.
Anybody they want to get an opinion on this issue, they would likely call him. They kind of have a stable of experts that they go to on certain issues, and he's one of them. So now he's admitting he was wrong. In fact, he is so apologetic about this. I mean, his testimony in these cases has helped people continue their bias against medical marijuana. So he's apologizing profusely for this, and he's even making a documentary about weed where he's going around and meeting some of these patients. And you had asked Allie about kids and the use of medical cannabis. And he apparently this young lady that he mentioned previously, the Charlotte Figgy, who by age 3 was having 300 seizures a week, now on medical marijuana, she is down to 2 or 3 per month. She's still very, very young, so that is a child.
Yeah.
I thought that might have been like a later on in her life thing that she was on that. Mm-hmm. So there's that story, and I tried to find in my notes the original story I had about kids and marijuana. I couldn't find that, but a quick Google did resolve a Huffington Post story about some parents that give medical marijuana to their seven-year-old daughter. She, let's see here, a mother who lost her own child to cancer spoke about some of the anxiety she felt around the issue. She decided to buy marijuana for her 11-year-old, but she knew other moms and dads who would never consider using it to help their children with cancer. And they say that she was very sick, in a lot of pain, was basically experiencing everything you wouldn't want your daughter to experience. She was really tired all of the time, but now she feels better. Though her doctor didn't support her parents' decision, the man is confident that he made the right choice for his daughter.
Well, the claim is that when you're a child, when you're adolescent, that your brain is still developing, and that if a child was to use cannabis, that it would mess up the development of their brain, and I don't know what the results would be in adulthood, but they claim that it's really. Even people who support cannabis use a lot of times will say, well, not for kids. They usually say under 14. I don't know why
it's
they
a cover your It's a cover your ass method. I mean, that's what that's all about.
So you don't think it's necessarily based in any real science that they just say that?
I can't imagine fear. It's based in science.
Fear.
Yeah, it's fear.
A fear of the unknown.
Because people,
make up a story to justify it or justify your position.
I don't like the pharmaceutical industry, but people give their kids drugs all the time.
Sure.
There's no problem with giving kids drugs in society. You know,
well,
as
long as
the
man
right
in a white
ones.
Coat says you can do it, then it's totally fine. And cannabis, it's a flower. Now, that doesn't mean it couldn't be bad for you, but it's not. I mean, there's no evidence for it. There's all kinds of evidence that shows that cannabis is beneficial to health. I mean, really, it's almost like a miracle drug. It helps so many people.
There's that story about pothead mothers or women who smoked cannabis when they were pregnant, having babies that were like they cried less, and they seemed like, I don't know, they seemed like kind of more chill, I guess.
Oh, really? So pothead babies are a good thing, is what you're saying.
I suppose.
I don't, you know, it's going to be hard for anybody to say, you know, all kids should smoke pot. I would not say that. I don't think that smoking anything is a particularly safe thing to do. However, if your son or daughter has some sort of horrific disease and they're in pain on a regular basis, or as in this one young lady's case, having seizures 300 times a week, then, yeah, I would say try whatever the hell you damn well can try to make this go away. And if medical cannabis makes that go away, and let's say it does have some sort of an effect, which, again, it's very hard to measure this sort of thing without really long-term studies with a fairly decent sample size and all of that. But let's say there is some sort of an effect. What kind of difference would it be between whatever that minute effect might be versus just the horrific life of having 300 seizures a week?
Right.
Right. What's more traumatizing? I mean, it might not be a good thing to give cannabis to your child, but you have to weigh the costs and benefits.
Yeah. So let's go on. This is Dr. Sanjay Gupta and his apology about why he changed his mind on marijuana. He says that we now know that while estimates vary, marijuana leads to dependence in about 9 to 10% of its adult users. By comparison, cocaine, a Schedule II substance with less abuse potential than Schedule I drugs, hooks 20% of those who use it. Around 25% of heroin users become addicted. The worst is tobacco, where the number is closer to 30% of smokers, many of who go on to die because of their addiction. Which, by the way, there's no evidence whatsoever, and maybe he gets to this, but there's no evidence that marijuana has ever killed anyone. Unless you want to include maybe somebody having a brick of it fall from
a sky.
From right. 10 stories up or something like that.
Speaking of that, it's interesting that in some places they... Okay, so specifically there's an island in Mexico where... In order to get pot to the people on the island, the cartels or whoever is in charge of delivering it drops into the ocean, and they have people go out in ships and pick it up from whatever the drop-off spot in the ocean is. And I think that's pretty cool, that it's like a sneaky way. And sometimes it like ends up on shore and the cops find it, but Isn't that interesting, the way they have to, like, work around to find a way? You know, like,
sure.
From an airplane.
They've even used submarines to transport marijuana all over the place. So, the black market definitely gets creative with how they transport their drugs. But ultimately, we want to have a world where there is no black market, where you can just grow the stuff in your backyard or in your closet, in your back bedroom, and you don't have to worry about some armed goon squad coming in, kicking in your door, maybe arresting your teenage son or daughter who's using marijuana, or your three-year-old who's using medical marijuana. You know, that is not going to make your family life any better. So let's get back to Sanjay Gupta. He says there's clear evidence that in some people, marijuana use can lead to withdrawal symptoms, including insomnia, anxiety, and nausea. Even considering this, it's hard to make a case that it has a high potential for abuse. The physical symptoms of marijuana addiction are nothing like those of the other drugs I've mentioned. I've seen the withdrawal from alcohol, and it can be life-threatening. I do want to mention a concern that I think about as a father. Young developing brains are likely more susceptible to harm from marijuana than adult brains. Some recent studies suggest that regular use in teenage years leads to a permanent decrease in IQ. Other research hints at the possible heightened risk of developing psychosis. Much in the same way I wouldn't let my own children drink alcohol, I wouldn't permit marijuana until they're adults. If they're adamant about trying marijuana, I'll urge them to wait until they're in their mid-20s when their brains are fully developed. Well, I started smoking cannabis at age 16, which would put me pretty solidly in the teenager category.
Yeah, I was a senior in high school.
And obviously, you know, there's no way to say that I would be so much more brilliant had I not smoked cannabis, but I don't feel like it has affected me in any meaningful way.
I also wonder about the difference between correlation and causation in these, in the study. Like, you know, if it depends on, like, where you grew up and that kind of thing, right? Like, are families where people tend to have a higher IQ?
Yeah, are they looking at economic strata?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. And again, he does say the studies suggest. So does that mean that it's conclusive or that it's just suggested?
Probably not.
It doesn't mean that he's even right. I mean, there are other
cultures. Wrong before.
He's been wrong before. And there are cultures where kids do drink, and that's how they're taught to drink responsibly.
Yeah, and I'm totally in favor of that. I wish that had happened to me. I wish I had been taught to drink responsibly as a teenager.
I don't think they do that in the States, really.
No. Well, it's illegal. If you give a child alcohol,
beyond
it's a misdemeanor
that.
Charge.
Right. Beyond
well,
that.
That's usually enough to stop most people from doing it.
Fair enough.
The fear that something, you know, they might end up in jail for sharing a beer with their son or daughter. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. More coming up. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Attention men. If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and as always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. I believe Allie is in the chat room tonight.
I am as well.
And Nemi. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and interact all for free. cam.freetalklive.com. Now, if you have been hearing us talk about Bitcoins on this show, then you probably know that you need to have a wallet in order to have Bitcoins. So step one, do some research on Bitcoins. One of the ways you can do that is go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and click on the link for We Use Coins, and that'll give you some basic info about this amazing decentralized currency that apparently a federal court judge has now determined is actually a currency. I don't know if y'all saw that headline.
I didn't.
Wow.
But, yeah, there was some case where a guy was trying to run a scam on Bitcoins. So it was like a Ponzi scheme. And his argument was, well, it's not a real currency, so it's not a real Ponzi scheme. And the federal judge says, yep, it's a real currency. So
what does that mean, though, in legal land? If they decide it's a currency, is that a good or a bad thing?
It could be bad. It could be good. I mean, who knows? It just depends on if they want to aggress against peaceful people or not, right?
Well, I think that I don't really understand the legal tender laws, but it seems like because of the legal tender laws that them calling it a currency would be a bad thing, because I don't think that you're supposed to create some kind of alternative currency.
There is something that I saw about that online, but I can't say that I can verify that that claim is true. I mean, there's all kinds of alternative currencies out there. There's a lot of silver pieces, like ounces of silver, minted by all manner of different companies.
Yeah,
so
but they would
aren't
call
those
that
alternative currencies.
I would consider it I would consider using it as a currency. I mean, I mostly just would hoard silver, but yeah, I mean, silver, I would say, is a more legitimate currency than FRNs, or Federal Reserve notes. But I think that Federal Reserve notes are what are considered legal tender, and the laws
That's right.
around legal tender make it like a touchy subject or something. Like, you don't want to be accused of creating another currency. I don't really know.
You don't want to be accused of counterfeiting.
Well, I want
right.
someone to call and explain the legal tender laws around currencies, because I don't really understand.
The guy who got sent to jail for making the silver rounds, they look too much like
Bernard von Nothaus, the founder of the Liberty Dollar, was not sent to jail. He has not been sentenced. He's actually waiting sentencing. He was found guilty by a jury of his so-called peers for so-called counterfeiting. And I used to be a Liberty Dollar associate, so I'm intimately familiar with the product. And I think it's ridiculous to claim that it was counterfeit in any way, shape, or form. How many dollars have you ever seen with a 800 number on them or a website? I mean, it's ludicrous to call it counterfeiting. But they found him guilty of it, and the federal judge in this case has yet to sentence him after 2 years. He's been sitting there with this axe over his head because he's looking at the rest of his life in prison. He's going to die. He could die in there, you know, depending on what the sentence is. So he's got this axe hanging over his head. He's still under bail conditions. He's very restricted in his freedom. And this judge is just holding it out there. He's still got this sentence just waiting out there. But they went after him for very specific reasons that they said that what was on his currency, the Liberty Dollar, was a violation or was counterfeiting. So just because you make some sort of alternative currency doesn't mean that it's counterfeiting, doesn't mean that it's illegal. That's my understanding of it. I'm certainly not a lawyer, but basically every coupon you've ever seen is an alternative currency. It's like any coupon is a private currency, you know, like Disney dollars or something like that would be a private currency. These are all things that people can legitimately issue. So I don't even know why we're talking about that. Oh, yeah. Bitcoins. So you can go and get your own Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info, and that'll make it so not only can you access your Bitcoins from your computer or any laptop, but also your Android or iPhone. The blockchain.info app is killer on Android. I haven't tried the iPhone one, but I presume it's the same. And you can go and download those from the various app stores, and the blockchain wallet is great. Highly recommend it. It's secure as well. It's encrypted, so the NSA probably can't get access to it. Blockchain.info is where you can go to learn more.
I wonder how long before we'll have Bitcoin credit cards.
There was talk about it last year.
I mean, they'd have to integrate it with credit card machines, which might be expensive. Like, you might have to pay extra to use your Bitcoin, or
you
might have to pay,
you would
like,
probably
spend
have to pay
a certain
some
amount.
Sort of fee, yeah. to transfer the money from one form to another.
There were ATMs at Liberty Forum this year, though.
The Bitcoin ATM was at the Liberty Forum. The Bitcoin ATM was also at Porkfest.
So it can't be too far off.
But that's not credit card based. That is not a
No, fair enough. But it's
card.
Still not. It's still not that far. The technology is
It's possible.
There. Yeah.
It's possible. It's just that it's in development, I believe. Right. It's just not yet been released. So let's go to the phones to the fun. We've got Dave on the line in Montana on Skype. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you today?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Viva cannabis, man. The government knew for 36 years, and they admitted it, that cannabis kills cancer cells. There is no question about it. They've known for 36 years. It's downright evil that our government let all these people die on cancer when there's a cure by growing a plant. And talking about growing a plant, the perfect currency is a plant. Then everybody could grow their money. You grow cannabis and give yourself a economic stimulus.
Dave, I have a question for you, and this might sound weird, but there's a reason why I'm asking. Do you know if, you know, when you consume certain foods, like if you consume sugars, then it has like an acidic effect on your body?
Knocks me out.
If you have like vinegar or something, it has like an alkalizing effect. Do you know about cannabis consumption if it has like an alkalizing effect?
Yeah. It's alkaline.
Okay. Because I was curious,
that's,
because I feel
that's
like...
cannabinoids. That's the cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Because
I've been kind of looking into...
Dave, are you talking through a pillow? By the way, you sound a little muffled.
Well, it might be my Skype. I was messing with some, equalizer thing.
That's what did it. You definitely sound a little low-end.
Darth Vader.
You sound like Cheech Marin.
Like, there's no high end on your voice. It's just all kind of bassy. Anyway, Dave, I'm going
to
let you go, man. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that Our government knew for 36 years
sure.
that it kills cancer. There's no question about
They've
it.
They've been lying Everybody... about it from the get-go. I mean, from all the way back in the 1930s when it was made illegal, and then they just continued to tell lie after lie, and you're right. People have died because of that. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let me go to the Facebook post here, because I asked the question, did you change your mind about cannabis? And if so, what happened? So some of the responses we received, Virgil Vaduva says, I started listening to Free Talk Live.
Nice.
So, and then others are saying here, one, Cat Caluminati says, I hated it for the fact that it was a drug in my eyes, smoked it, and loved it. Just wish more people would respect its powers, not just about a high. Jared LeChant says, I have never changed my mind about it. I have always held a pro-personal choice stance.
Ian, didn't you used to be somewhat of a right-winger in high school or in junior high maybe?
Junior high.
So how did you feel about cannabis then?
I don't recall.
So you didn't have, like, a mind-changing experience?
Well, I think that I do remember when I was trying to be convinced to smoke it by friends of mine at age 16. I remember that process. I had to kind of get over the misinformation I'd been told by the government people. But I can't say I really had a firm opinion about anything like that as a an early teen or anything like, or 13, I think, was when I was in the Rush Club. I was in the Rush Limbaugh club at school. And so, no, I don't remember any of the positions I held back then, just because that's 20 years ago now. And I'm not the same me I was then. I certainly am not intimately familiar with the old Ian in that way. But I do remember having to be convinced to smoke it because I had been lied to in the DARE class and had been told all manner of horrible stories about this. And so my friends had to persuade me. It was a process over several lunch periods where they
several
attempted
lunch
to...
Your resolve was strong, I see.
Yep. They attempted to persuade me, and they were ultimately successful, thank goodness.
I wonder if people's attitude about cannabis comes from its black market status, that you have to do something illegal in order to obtain it. You know
Could
what I mean?
Be. And that does have a bit of a foreboding aspect to it.
My friend who introduced me to cannabis I don't really understand why he had to go through this kind of trouble, but he would have to go to, like, a very shady part of town. And, like, I went with him one time, and it was probably one of the riskiest things I've ever done.
Yeah, pretty scary.
Going to pick up pot.
And how old were you at that time?
I was like 16.
Yeah, I can see that'd be scary.
Oh gosh. And then it was like really scary because I was still getting acquainted with my car, and I remember pulling up and I couldn't, I turned my lights off and then I turned them back on so that we could see, and I was like, I don't think I should be flashing my lights.
Oh,
you know,
I remember my old dealer told me that back in the day in Florida, told me that when he would have one of his connections go down, that he'd just start knocking on doors in the bad neighborhood.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Pretty much. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can tell your story. More about Dr. Sanjay Gupta in moments.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.